720 on 850 KOA. April Zsbaum, Stephen Tubbs with you, as always, on this Thursday morning. At the White House earlier this week,
there's this enormous mystery waiting to be unlocked. And the BRAIN Initiative will change that by giving scientists the tools they need to get a dynamic picture of the brain in action.
The president unveiling an ambitious plan to map the brain. Our next guest was in D.C. for that announcement. Jim Baranski is the CEO of the National Stroke Association, which is based down the street here in Centennial. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to have you. Talk to us about first what it was like to be at that White House, I guess, unveiling, and what did you take from it?
Well, I think the experience was, for me, certainly a once-in-a-lifetime thing. But imagine 100 of the top scientists across the country gathered to hear this announcement, and it was almost as though the room was giddy with excitement. I mean, it was a really big deal for these neuroscientists, so it was quite exciting. And my takeaway was, this was a historic event, much like the Genome Project 13 years ago. For the brain, to map the brain, it's truly exciting.
So the president's proposing $100 million spread across government and research universities. Isn't it amazing to you? You're in the brain business. Isn't it amazing how much we still don't know about the brain?
Oh, yeah. It truly is the next frontier. For the National Stroke Association, as you said, we're in the brain business. This is truly enlightening.
I think when it comes to stroke, a lot of people may not know the varying levels. Can you go through that quickly? Because, I mean, we know people here, among those of us that we work with that have had maybe smaller strokes. I don't know how you categorize them, but we're not talking about all of them are just permanently debilitating.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, by and large, the public is dangerously uninformed about stroke. And that's one of the exciting things about this BRAIN Initiative is it really is helping to bring awareness to stroke. And just very quickly, there's two types of stroke. Think of it almost as like a plumbing issue. You can either have a clogged pipe in which where blood doesn't flow to the brain properly, or you can have a break in a plumbing pipe where blood is flowing throughout the brain and blood is actually toxic to brain cells. So you can two types of stroke, but the main thing to know is the warning signs for stroke.
Okay, which are?
We use an acronym called FAST, F-A-S-T.
Mm-hmm.
F stands for face. Look at someone's face. If one side of their face suddenly droops downward, it could be a sign of a stroke. A is for arms. Ask someone to hold their arms out to either side. And if an arm drifts downward, that could be a sign or symptom of stroke. S is for speech. Ask someone to say a simple sentence, and if it all comes out like Jupiterian, that could be a sign of stroke. And T is for time. Time to call 911. It's a very urgent matter, and all of these signs and symptoms happen suddenly, and that's the key point. It happens quite suddenly.
So, Jim, let me ask you, what questions would you like to see answered by the upcoming brain research that not only would help reverse the effects of stroke, but also maybe cure diseases like Alzheimer's or autism?
Yeah, we have learned that the brain, that there is some plasticity, if you will, to the brain, that the brain can rewire itself. What I think we'd really like to know, because we work so hard at providing education for stroke survivors and their caregivers, is what ways can you help jumpstart that rewiring? How can you focus it for someone whose speech is disabled as a result of a stroke? How can you kind of laser focus in and speed that recovery process along? That would be tremendous.
We wish you all the best. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. National Stroke Association CEO Jim Baranski on the 850 KOA Newsline. They're based in Centennial. 724, we'll check money news. Preview of Wall Street's opening in just a few minutes. Coming up with Greg next.